With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. A massive winter storm continues to hit large parts of the country, dumping snow, sleet, and freezing rain. The National Weather Service says the storm is expected to continue through Monday. National Weather Service meteorologist Alan Santarelli says a massive winter storm continues to hit large parts of the country.
We're still expecting, especially for portions into the Ohio Valley and the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast, we're still expecting some heavy snowfall accumulations. Could see up to 1 to 2 feet in parts of the Northeast today.
President Trump calls on Democrat Minnesota officials to cooperate with feds and stop stoking the flames of division, chaos, and violence. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports.
On social media, the president called on the Minnesota governor, Minneapolis mayor, and, quote, every Democrat governor and mayor in the United States of America to cease their sanctuary policies and partner with the federal government on enforcement of immigration laws. On Truth Social, he also called on Congress to, quote, immediately pass legislation to end sanctuary cities, which he says is the root cause of all these problems. Ken Lorman reporting.
Top U.S. envoys have met with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, urging him to advance the ceasefire in Gaza.
The meeting included President Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, and Middle East advisor Jared Kushner. Details of the meeting are unknown. The U.S. wants the Trump-brokered ceasefire deal to progress, but Mr. Netanyahu faces pressure to wait for Hamas to return the remains of a final hostage. The reopening of the Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt is a key signal of the second phase.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. This is SRN News. America's moms and dads like religious freedom.
A new report from the Beckett Fund finds that most parents support the recent Supreme Court decision allowing kids to be opted out of public school lessons that promote the LGBT agenda. There is also broad support for multiple court decisions allowing students to use state vouchers to pursue education at religious schools. The Beckett poll asked Americans about religious pluralism, religion sharing, and church-state relations. Michael Harrington reporting.
Having a large number of Christians in a country does not necessarily protect against persecution. A new report from International Christian Concern reveals that the Democratic Republic of Congo, Christians represent roughly 95% of the nation's population, yet they are being slaughtered at alarming rates. Much of the killing is being done by Islamic groups. More than 60% of Mamto Benzik is Christian. This is SRN News. Russian attacks on Ukraine have killed one person and wounded 31 overnight. As negotiators from Ukraine, Russia, and the U.S. were set to meet in Abu Dhabi for a second day of talks aimed at ending Moscow's nearly four-year invasion.
It seems like Russia was targeting the civilian infrastructure here, the civilian heating and power infrastructure. What Ukraine says is happening, and many people I've been speaking to here believe too, they feel like this is a deliberate kind of punishment for them for refusing to surrender to Russia and to what it wants. And of course, those hardline positions have been presented again at the talks in Abu Dhabi, where Russia has said it wants all of that land in the eastern Donbass that it hasn't yet captured by force to be handed over by Ukraine, essentially for free, which Ukraine is saying it can't and it won't do.
The NBA has postponed two games in Memphis and Milwaukee because of the massive winter storm that has made for dangerous travel conditions. More details at srnnews.com.